For WPSU News, I'm Ann Danahy. Several hundred people gathered for a vigil at the Allen Street Gates in State College Thursday evening for the man who was fatally shot by police Wednesday.
We are gathered here tonight to honor the life of 29-year-old African-American male Osazio Segi.
Danielle Tapanto, a Penn State junior and president of the Student Black Caucus, led the vigil to remember Osagie. Osagie was fatally shot by State College police Wednesday. Police went to his apartment for a mental health check, and he reportedly confronted them with a knife.
The police officers had no need to use violence with him, and they should be trained enough, and they have been trained enough to de-escalate situations, so this should not have happened.
Penn State faculty member Catherine Bell spoke for Osagie's father, Sylvester Osagie. She said he wanted to offer thanks and appreciation for the support.
He wanted everyone to know that he loved and loves his son very dearly. And he said right now he and the family are just needing some space and time to process and grieve. And he says please to ask people to keep us in their prayers.
Despite the rain, the gathering spilled off the sidewalk into College Avenue. Among those there was Will Slayton, commander of the Heritage Affairs section in the Pennsylvania State Police Equality and Inclusion Office. He said there would be a thorough investigation.
But I think the community thinks, hey, white officer, black victim, there's bias. I would encourage them not to rush the judgment with that and just let the investigation take its course.
State College police turned the investigation over to state police. Slayton said he would provide community leaders with status reports. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.